Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on two purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.
So there's a guy that pops up once every other week, maybe. It's how he makes a living. And I shouldn't begrudge him. In theory, I don't begrudge anyone making a living the way they've figured out to do it. Like, the Kardashians are annoying, but they found a way to make money. And they're not making anyone watch.
Right.
But they annoy you, Hot Wings. You irrationally hate them.
I irrationally hate them, but I get your point.
It's irrational.
yeah, I mean, certainly I used
irrational.
To. Yeah.
Mine is also irrational. And it's for this guy. He makes a living breaking meaningless world records.
Oh, yeah, okay.
I believe his name is David Rush. Is that right?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know why it bothers me.
Because he's the one who did, just a couple weeks ago, we watched the video where he threw a scoop of ice cream and caught it on a cone.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yes. Well, why do you keep playing his stuff? Because I like making fun of how dumb he is. But also, he's very successful at getting world records. He's the guy that broke the record for popping balloons with a pin. All of the dumb ones, breaking watermelons with your head, and this one, running a half marathon with a lot of t-shirts on.
I lost my world record. I had 111 on in 2019, the most t-shirts worn for a half marathon. Somebody
he looks so
now-
stupid.
He
that
does.
That would be miserable, though.
It would be.
Yeah.
It would be.
Of the stunts he's done, this one would be probably the worst.
Look how tall it made him.
I know.
How is that possible?
He has no neck. He's wearing, he said somebody beat his original record, which was wearing 111 shirts doing a marathon. 111.
Somebody else has now worn 127. I've got to train. This will be difficult. There will be setbacks.
Oh, man. I don't know, guys.
There will be challenges. Let's see how I do.
50 pounds weight in the backpack.
So he's at a gym training with a coat
oh,
on,
man.
A hat, and a backpack because running with all those sweat t-shirts would make you very hot.
Yeah, there's a lot of heft and weight. I couldn't do that because I think I'd feel claustrophobic. Once
that'd
you got
terrible.
That many on there and it was like that constricting on your body, I think I would I think I would freak out. I think it'd be the first time I had a panic attack.
Just not being able to like scratch an itch that you had.
Yeah.
Because you'd have to
I wouldn't
you got,
like that
like,
one.
100 layers on top of you.
I made it to a mile and a half. I am so hot I had to walk. 2.75 miles and I had to take the hat off. I made it to an hour. I'm a little surprised I did it. 4.65 miles.
Good Lord. Oh, he put his arm down while he's wearing his coat and water ran out like it's filled with liquid.
Gross. So much sweat.
We got up at 5 o'clock this morning to get ready. Third time I am trying this record.
About to start putting the t-shirts on. 1, 2, 3. My legs are getting tired.
I would just be irritated putting on 137 t-shirts.
It's so many. It would take so long.
And again, he said this is the third time he's attempted it. I cut out the part where he tried and failed and tried and failed.
Oh, God.
137. Last one. All right.
We did it!
Look at the size of that shirt.
Right,
why is the person from Guinness that's helping him get ready wearing one of those safety vests like they're running into traffic? They're in a parking garage putting t-shirts on a man.
That's how you know they're an official, though.
Dumb.
A little over an hour in. I'm feeling like this is going to be doable at this point. Hand doesn't hurt as bad. I don't know if I just completely lost circulation. It's really swollen.
Now, they show him at some points going through, like, the aid stations every mile or so. You got the water stations.
Mm-hmm.
Well, there's, you know, a 13-year-old kid holding up a cup of water for him. And he's like, I can't reach my mouth. Can you pour it in my mouth?
Yeah.
It's like Ralphie's little brother.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Christmas story.
My right shoulder is the most painful thing right now. Just hoping it's not separating. 8 miles to go. 6 miles. That last mile was about record pace.
So we're like halfway there.
Oh my God.
He looks so uncomfortable.
From the back.
he looks so hunched over. There's so much weight. His arms are pushed out so far.
Way there.
7 miles, over halfway point, 1 hour, 30 minutes in, faster than I have to be, but not by much anymore. 13:34 pace, and I gotta average 13:44 pace. I'm getting hot. Heart rate about 140. It's about 90 above resting. Waiting for that rain. Come on.
Waiting for the rain? Why? It's not gonna penetrate.
You're just gonna make 3,000 pounds.
Yeah, that's what I was gonna say. He's just gonna get heavier.
Imagine carrying 137 wet t-shirts.
He made it.
Do you mind putting that on me? I can't actually. Thank you very much.
Did it in 2:51.44.
Okay.
13:07 pace.
What would a reasonable pace be for a half marathon? If for someone who's just a duffer who trains enough to do it.
10 minutes. If you do a 10-minute mile.
10-minute mile. So yeah. It's pretty good to be able to do it with that. I don't know why, but I can't stand that guy. He's done nothing to me. He promotes STEM for education. He's got an engineering degree from MIT and math. He also has an MBA from Boise State. He's a product manager for one of those tech companies, Cradlepoint, and he's a popular motivational speaker. But I can't stand it. He has 350 Guinness World Records.
Wow.
Including the world record for holding the most world records.
Yeah, that makes sense.
God, I can't stand it.
Does he do anything to raise money or raise awareness or anything like that? Like, does he... Every one he does, is he donate money to this charity or that charity?
It doesn't say that.
Yeah.
By the way,
I would be curious because, like, I mean, I would promote STEM. Like, I think that's a good thing.
Yeah.
But I don't actively do anything.
Now, I had trimmed that. That was like a 10-minute video. But there was a point. He did a pre- and a post-race weigh-in. Pre-race weigh-in without the shirts on. Post-race weigh-in with the shirts on, then without the shirts on. It was like a 54-pound difference.
Oh, my gosh.
From 137 shirts, plus it was raining, and he was sweating. So.
Oh, man.
Ew.
He's got a list of all the logos of TV shows and radio shows he's been on.
Yeah?
Star's on there?
Yeah.
No, I don't think so. I think
we
probably because I said I irrationally hate him.
I think he'd be an interesting
person. Do you
want to
get him on?
I don't want bad things to happen to him. I also don't want to like him.
Yeah, I mean, he seemed reasonably likable.
Yeah.
So.
All right, who or what do you irrationally hate? Because there's no good reason for me to not like him. He has done nothing to me but turn up in the news when he does something that other people deem newsworthy.
People who bike on, like, unicycles, seriously? Mm. I hate it.
I don't like that either.
I look at you and I immediately think you're just a really large child that I kind of want to push over.
Yes.
I'm not going to do it. If it were my friend on it, I would push him for sure. But I don't care for that. Why are you on a unicycle?
If it was my friend on the unicycle, I would push them over for sure.
Yeah, if one of you buttholes came up in here and unicycling, seriously?
I get it.
Hey, Kelly, check this out.
Hey, watch me push you.
Doing
you
that whole
so
back
vulnerable.
And forth. Look at me.
You mean balancing?
I'm by you. Yeah. Yes, balancing.
I irrationally hate people that put themselves in danger. I talk about all the time. The people who walk dogs on my road that has no shoulders and it's a 55-mile-an-hour road. Every time I pass one, I go, oh, God. Like, it makes me kind of mad that they're out there. Like, even, like, in the downtown areas and stuff, like, people that just walk out. Like, I go, it makes me mad, not because it, like, slows me down, but because I go, you're going to get hurt. And it makes me mad, like, as a father and as, like, a person who tries to protect. I'm like, you're making me so angry right now that you're so lax about your own protection.
My second biggest one right now is people who walk on the road when there's an open, clear sidewalk nearby. There's a couple of people in our subdivision who just think I have... And it's not even the runners who are like, well, the asphalt's better for my knees. It's still not my problem. But it's people just walking.
That are just in the middle. Yeah.
Go on the sidewalk.
I think people who, when you're just far enough away where it feels awkward to hold the door for them, but they insist on, when you say, it's okay, and they insist on standing there to hold the door, so then you have to do the weird little Midwest shuffle to maybe like, I'm running, but I'm not, because, thank you, you're nice, but F off.
And then in some of those cases, you then have to stop and let them get back in front of you so you don't cut in front of them in the line that is forming inside.
Right. Yeah.
Or if you're a butthole, you just go ahead and get in line and pretend they didn't hold the door for you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Which both things are bad.
Yeah.
Or people who like start to mouth words while you're talking because they're mouthing what you're saying.
Oh, yeah.
I want to put my finger in their mouth when they do that. I want to be like, what are you doing? Boop. You don't know what I'm about to say. Stop it. Close your mouth, Pam. You look like a trap.
To disrupt your pattern. All right. Who do you irrationally hate or what? 1-800-947-3979. We're in the O'Reilly Auto Parts studios. Back in a moment. It is the Free Beer and Outwig Show.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.